Welcome to Film Forum's podcast. The following event was recorded on January 27th, live at our theaters located at 209 West Houston Street in Manhattan.
Okay, now I'd like to introduce our very special guest, Charles Mingus III, son of jazz great Charles Mingus, who, by the way, was actually Charles Mingus Jr. Charles Mingus III is a renowned artist whose work is part of the many important collections around the world. His pieces have had numerous solo and group exhibitions across the U.S., Europe, and Japan. His work is currently on exhibit at K. Burns Salon on the Upper West Side, by appointment only. He's also a playwright, filmmaker, and animator. His plays have been produced at the Public Theater, La Mama, Lee Strasberg Theater Institute, Dixon Place, the Cranon Theater for the New City, and many other places. He was recently, only last year, honored with an ACRA Award for Excellence in the Avant-Garde, and he's the spitting image of his dad. Please welcome Charles Mingus III. Okay, there you go.
Hello? Hi. How many of you are filmmakers? Show of hands? How many of you are filmmakers here? Anybody? Three? Okay. What we just saw was from an era when anybody with a Bolex and the time and a little bag of chemicals could make their own movies. Now you got smartphones, you could make your own movies easily. And there's not as many as this kind of sort of exploratory things, but the experiment I'd like you to try at some point in time in the future is take your cell phone out, open it up, and spit lightly on it, and look at the pixels. Those pixels cost so much less now that we don't have to print and we don't have to make movies. We can write stuff and it can be reduced to a chip this big, a whole film. You've seen those? Okay. So micro SD could like erase the internet if people started doing direct mail, right? Oh, that means own yourself. And the tipping on this, the reason I mention that is because my father, in this film, follows up an event that was, Newport Jazz Festival. He tried to do his own Newport Jazz Festival, and that would be equivalent of LeBron James starting his own basketball team and having his own stadiums and taking that as a cue. I guess there was effort to stop him. They went as far as the club laws, the film movie industry not hiring artists to make music for their films, and it just got kind of snowballed until he was isolated economically, but he still kept writing, and you can see that he's not crazy. This is a quote, Pledge of Allegiance. I don't know if you can see that. It says, of course not. I killed 9 black churchgoers and cops took me to Burger King. And it shows Dylann Roof. And below that it says, I sold CDs outside of a gas station and cops shot me dead. So that's his Pledge of Allegiance, just to make it make sense. And another point is there's a rumor that he was a heroin addict at the time of this arrest or being rousted by the police. But he sort of invented that. That was a staged theatrical promotion, the whole film. And Tom Reichman called me a few weeks before he committed suicide saying, I apologize. I was in the 1%. I was trying to embarrass my family. They hurt my feelings. I wanted to show them that there's people of relevance outside of just being rich. He told me that, and then he blew his brains out or something. So that made a big impression on me as an artist. here's a guy who takes a camera, puts his life in his own hands just by going to Third Street in the Lower East Side. It was very dangerous for a young white kid to be wandering around in a ghetto neighborhood where my father was getting a cheap apartment or studio space. I mean, he could shoot a gun, but someone else next door could be killing somebody, and there'd be no police at all. So just understand that that event that takes place as a part of his film, his improvisation, is how I describe it. It was kind of a self-promotion. Oh, maybe it was, let's see how much time I have here. Oh, I've got a minute and 45 seconds to kill. Oh, okay. Well, you can get a hook. I'll come right up. No, the thing is, that event was a sort of doorway to him saying, we want to have Berklee School of Music. We want to have a Juilliard, but we wanted to have Louis Armstrong as a professor. We want to have Dizzy Gillespie. We want Thelonious Monk. Almost all those artists who were in the avant-garde, and not Louis Armstrong, of course, but were non-Newport people in the alternative Newport Rebels Festival, were blacklisted, including Thelonious Monk, who took it very hard, who couldn't get work, and his career was eclipsed. And as you see, with a lot of effort, you can get in the Smithsonian and people like your music, but it's not Beethoven, it's not Mozart, and people see it as separate. So they thought they could teach musicians to be businessmen, like hip-hop artists who are no longer artists per se, but who manage the promotion side of their creativity. That's about it, really. So make a movie with your phone and share it with your friends.
I just want to point out, you were referring to Thomas Reichman, the filmmaker. How old was he at the time when he made this? You said he was young.
He was a kid.
Okay.
So I can't say he was. I mean, all the people I knew were like bearded and old guys and drunks and hanging out with cops and whatever. You know, it was the five spot was where I grew up, and you know, it was one of those sort of scary yet fun places you have to go to see what it's like. You see it in some movies, you know, detective stories and stuff, where there's FBI, there's CIA, there's cops, there's Nazis, there's whatever. In fact, the Nazi guy came over and says, you know, Charlie, I was a Nazi. Come here. Your father's really smart. He's really a good guy. But where does he go? Boom, 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 boom. He could do anything. He could be a nuclear scientist. So I'm just...
And also I want you to give us the location of the apartment,
Third Street between B and C, I think it was.
Because if I remember, there's some incredible location work in this. So it's what we used to call Alphaville in those days,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or Alphabet City.
Alphabet City, because yeah. Alphaville is another great
That's
film.
That's the gentrified
Very inspirational.
Okay, well, thank you so much. And by the way, Charles, I want you to know, this is one of the most difficult films to find. This has almost disappeared off the face of the earth. And we're showing a 16 print from the New York Public Library. God bless them.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Film Forum's podcast. Visit us online at filmforum.org, where you can learn more about our films, memberships, subscribe to our free weekly e-newsletter, and to find out the ways you can support our nonprofit cinema. And if you have the time, please visit our iTunes page and leave a rating and review of our podcasts. Copyright to this program belongs to The Moving Image Incorporated.